We come to magnify your name, your name. We come to give you all the praise for your love that never changes. Take this time today to lift your holy name. Come to lift up holy.
Welcome to Grace Nurture, a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ. The Stone Mountain, Georgia campus meets at 4687 Rockbridge Road each Sunday for life-changing worship at 10 o'clock a.m. and 4:30 p.m. and for a Wednesday spiritual empowerment at 7 o'clock p.m. These services are streamed live and archived at www.graceviewlive.com. The Anderson, South Carolina campus meets at 1031 Osborne Avenue each Sunday for life-changing worship at 8:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. and for a Thursday spiritual empowerment at 7 o'clock p.m. If you would like to financially ensure the continuation of this program, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceview.us. If you have a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when your number is called, state the name and the need of the person for whom you are requesting prayer. Now stay tuned for a spiritually empowering, grace-nurturing message for today. On yesterday, I shared with you the first portion of what it means to, or how we train our mind to listen to our spirit. By walking in faith, you train your mind to listen to your spirit. Let's consider the second portion. By walking in love, you train your mind to listen to your spirit. Love is an attitude and an action caused by needs, but regulated by relationship and resources. 1 John 3, 16 through 17. Love is the law of God. Paul writes in Romans 13 and verse 8, love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Romans 13, verses 8 through 10. Love sums it all up. Galatians 5 and 14, and James 2 and verse 8. Your spirit contains the law of God. Romans 7 and verse 22. Since love is the law of God, and your spirit contains the law of God, thus your spirit contains the love law of God. Romans 5 and verse 5. The Apostle Paul declares that God, through his Spirit, has poured out in our hearts his love. Therefore, when you receive the love of God, you are being as much of God as you will ever be. Because love is the nature of God. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 8. God is love. That's his nature. That's who he is. And we have received his nature. When you receive the nature of your parents, you are as much like your parents as you will ever be. Your spirit then contains the nature of God. 1 John 4, 12 through 13. Since love is the nature of God, and your spirit contains the nature of God, your spirit contains the love nature of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31, all the way through 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 13. Therefore, when you walk in love, you are behaving as much like God as you will ever behave. Yes, it's not that complex to be like God. God is love. And when you walk in love, my friend, you are walking, you are behaving like God. Therefore, if you want to place the influence of God into any circle, into any place, just get into that place and walk in love. How do you bring the love of God into your family? Just walk in love in your family. How do you bring the love of God into the congregation where you attend? Get in that congregation, walk in love. How do you bring the love of God into your workplace? Get into your workplace environment and walk in love. Yes, we can place God wherever we want him to be if we will walk in love. May God take this information and permanently engrave it in our hearts, that it might govern our lives for the rest of our lives. Indeed, it is true. A better you begins with a grace view of God.
If you have a prayer request at this time, please dial the number 1 on your telephone. 9545, state your prayer request, please.
Hi, this is Jeree Copeland, and I'm getting ready to go into surgery, so I'm asking for prayer on behalf of the surgery I'm getting ready to have.
Thank you. 7999, state your prayer request, please.
Yes, my name is Marlinda Walker, and I'm asking a prayer for continued healing with the surgery I just had, and also for an upcoming job interview I have this Friday, and for continued prayers for me and my family as we are transitioning to reconciliation in my own marriage.
Thank you. 4883, state your prayer request, please.
Yes, my name is Gregory Walker. I'm asking for prayer for continued growth in my marriage, and that the counselor that we see will continue to be able to help us build on our marriage, and let my wife and I continue to be patient with one another, as well as be patient with our children, and our children patient with us. And I just continue to ask prayer for the whole Gray Road family. Thank you.
Thank you. 6354, state your prayer request, please.
This is Susie from South Carolina. Prayer for the William Street Church of Christ family as we continue to grow and do what God would have us to do.
Thank you. 9347, state your prayer request, please.
This is Linda Mann. I'm requesting prayer for myself, Kadeem, my young brother at our church, Sister Baker, and also Brother Tinsley. We all stand in need of prayer, and I also am requesting prayers for my marriage.
Thank you. 9655, state your prayer request, please.
Yes, good morning. Thank you. My name is Linda. I'm requesting prayer for our church, our pastor, and First Lady, and ask you all to remember our youth as well. Thank you.
Thank you. 4452, state your prayer request, please.
My name is Maddie Florence. I am praying, want you to pray for my niece Jessica, who is beginning her third round of chemo today. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for all of these prayer requests. We will now be led in prayer by Brother Andrew Atkinson from the Nassau Street Church of Christ in Tampa, Florida.
Our Father, we come unto you, and Father, we want to always first and foremost give you thanks and give you praise. Father, you have been good to us. You have woke us up this morning. Father, you have given us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. So, Father, we come and we just want to say thank you. And Father, on behalf of those that are preparing to go into surgery, Father, we just ask that you will be with them. Father, strengthen their courage, renew their mind. Help them, Father, to have that faith that they walk in truth and in love. And, Father, that they will know that you are always there, that you will never leave them nor forsake them. Father, help them to always walk by faith and not by sight. Father, for those that are recovering from their surgery, we ask that you will, Father, just continue to be with them. Strengthen them, Father, that they will know that you are God and you made it, you brought them through their surgery, and now, Father, you're preparing them to continue their walk with you. And Father, we're asking that you would just be with them on their interviews, on whatever they're going to do in life, Father. Father, for the marriages, and Father, for the troubles that so many times that comes in our marriages. Father, we ask that you will first and foremost give each couple patience and Father, be with them as they continue to first and foremost listen to your word as it interacts with their spirit. That, Father, that they will hear your word first and foremost. And that, Father, that through their spirit, they will be challenged to not only hear it, but to really do your word. Father, each one of us need to have the challenge and determination and the faith, Father, that we're going to do what you say when it comes down to our partner in our marriages. And, Father, when it comes down to raising our children, Father, be with each one of these marriages. And Father, we ask that you will strengthen the church. Father, we know that we are living in a world of change and these are perilous times. And Father, you have a promise in your word that they would come. But Father, strengthen us as we go through the many difficult times as a church. Father, just strengthen us and help us, Father, to continue to hold up that bloodstained banner and proclaim one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Father, we ask that you would continue to be with our brother, Brother Marshall. Father, give him good health and good, and Father, continue to bless him as he continues to strive to do your will. Father, we ask that you would just continue to crown his head with more wisdom and more knowledge. I personally appreciate him for what he has done for me and my own personal life. And Father, I just hope that Grace Nurture is offering so much more to others that they too will receive the strength that they need and the courage that they need to continue to fight the good fight of faith. Father, I also, Father, pray for my wife and Father, for her healing of her sickness. And Father, we just ask that you would just continue to be with each one of us and continue, Father, to strengthen each one of us. Father, we just ask that Father, that as we go through whatever issues in life we are going through, whether it's going for a job interview, Father, help us to know that you're there. Whether it's going through illness, help us to know that you're there. Whether we're going through our third round of chemo, help us to know, Father, that you are always there, that you never leave us or you never forsake us, that, Father, that in this life we will have trouble. But, Father, we have to be of good courage because you have overcome the world. Father, this is our prayer, and we ask it in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, anyway, you bless me, Lord. Whoa.